providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
7 minutes after 10 at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. It is time for community comment. We go to the Daily Dodge TV studio at 100 Bill McCollum Way in the Global Media Center. And here it is.
Thank you very much, Jeff. This is Community Comment. We want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to talk about a wide range of topics with Jim Bublitz. He's the safety officer of the CLR Fire Department. That's Kleiman and Lowell and Reeseville. And we have a lot of things going on with ways that they're able to improve their service to their communities. And talk about some fundraisers and some activity with an expansion of their facility that's going to serve everybody much better. Jim Bublitz, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Now, as we mentioned at the top of the show, CLR, Kleiman, Lowell, Reeseville, that's a merger of three jurisdictions. When did that happen? I know it was probably a while ago, but we haven't really had a chance to talk about it.
It's about 3 years ago. We're finding the same problem that all the fire and EMS are, a shortage of volunteers. And so combining our departments together has made it a lot easier, a lot better to be able to handle, especially daytime calls. We have difficulty with a lot of people in working outside the communities. So so whenever there is a EMS call or a fire call, all three units are now one, and they're notified, It has been improved a lot to the capabilities of our department.
That's a big problem all over rural Wisconsin and rural America, frankly, is what you just mentioned, the fact that it's hard to find volunteers. It's just not a lot of people to recruit from. And, the people who are probably good candidates are very busy people.
Yes, that's true. And we're finding that... As a firefighter, you're finding out that your dedication to time has a lot. There's training. The first within the first year of joining the fire department, you have to complete firefighter one, which is done through Moraine Park here in Beaver Dam and all their new facility in Horicon. But that is about close to 100-hour course with that of 80 hours of that, and there's hazardous material and other things that go with it. So that takes dedication, and that's either one night a week for 4 hours, or sometimes they offer it twice a week to shorten up the span. But it takes dedication, and then you have training and meetings. And basically our Monday nights are set for the fire department. Our second Monday of the month is our meeting, where we go through things and discuss what needs to be done and programs and things like that. The third Monday is EMS training. We have a first responder unit in each of the stations. And then on the fourth Monday, we have training. And then if there's a fifth Monday, sometimes we have training also. Ironically, last night being the first Monday of the month, we had Flight for Life come in and train with the fire department and the EMS. And the helicopter landed in Reeseville, and they talked to us about the safety and the issues of things that come with, and the fire department sets up a landing zone for the helicopter, and they give us all the protocol of what needs to be done and how we communicate with them on what radio channel, and then the EMS works with them in transferring the patient.
When you're recruiting people to be volunteers, what is the pitch you make to them? I imagine you're talking to people who have the demands of a 40-hour a week job and probably a family too, and homes to take care of and a lot on their plate, maybe extended family as well. What do you say to them to try to make the case that being a volunteer firefighter is a worthwhile way to spend your spare time?
Well, first of all, it's a community thing. It's being part of the community. And I also look at it like this. When you have a fire or you have a medical emergency, you want somebody to be there. And that's what we ask people to consider, especially nowadays, because, like I said, it's more and more. And like I said, we're close to 300. We're going to be on the road to 300 calls again this year with EMS and fire. And it takes a lot, and not everybody can make every call. So that's why we need to have more people, especially daytime. We run short on people. And right away, when it becomes a situation that looks like it'd be a large situation, we immediately start calling other departments in right away in the MAVIS program. So.
If people are watching on the Daily Dodge TV and you saw me get out my phone, it's because I had to do some math. I wanted to figure out what 300 calls a year breaks down to. That's six a week,
yeah,
give or take.
Sometimes on a weekend, we can go out four or five times on a Friday, Saturday, especially holiday weekends. Yeah, we get that's including EMS calls. And EMS calls, I've already been, I'm a first responder also, and we've also been to the point that we've had three, four calls in one day. And it's just, not all of them very serious, but they're all important. And that's to the community. You're serving your community. When you take a look at how we help the other departments, we're close by to Juneau, Beaver Dam, Watertown, Waterloo, Columbus. They're running in the same situation that they are shorthanded, so we are called to help them. And that's what we do, mm-hmm. and we're glad to do it.
You make a good point. It made me curious. Where would... And I imagine there are plenty of smaller communities that are underserved. Where would these communities be if not for the volunteers? What if there is an emergency and no one came, or no one came until it was way too late?
And that happens. We read about that a lot. We get a lot of information on the internet from other departments and the NFPA and other places like that, where departments have just not enough people to respond to calls, and they have to then farm out their work to the next community if they can, and it's difficult. That's why we always would like to have more volunteers. It's very important to be a part of the community.
It certainly is. Jim Bublitz is the safety officer for the CLR Fire Department. That's a combination of Kleiman, Lowell, and Reeseville. And when we come back in just a moment, Jim, we're going to talk about a very good example of why your services are so important. And that was the tornadoes that we had in Dodge County last month. And the great efforts of the people in the community who volunteered and came out to help out. So we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back. You are watching and listening to Community Comment on WBEV 95.3, powered by Daily Dodge.
Since 1998, the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon has distributed nearly $3 million to nonprofit organizations serving children in Dodge County and the surrounding areas, and you can help make a difference. Help support the cause by donating an item to our 27-hour on-air live auction, hosting a fundraising event, or making a monetary donation through Venmo. To learn more, visit dailydodge.com/radiothon.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I invite you to stop in and discover the Power Lift Chair Recliners. We have the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for prompt delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs lift you to a standing position or recline you to a comfortable nap. You can even get a lift chair with heat and massage in it or an adjustable headrest and lumbar support. Some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There are a variety of sizes in stock, from small to the big man's. Prices start at only $799. Don't worry about the power going out because the lift chairs come with a battery backup. Delivery is free. If your loved one needs a lift chair in their room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will deliver it. McKinstry's is a lift chair service center. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
So fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Hold on tight. The professional rodeo is stampeding into Dodge County. Saturday, June 28th at 7 p.m., the Dodge County Fairgrounds come alive with heart-pounding action, fearless cowboys, and the wildest bulls in the business. Feel the adrenaline, hear the roar, and witness the thrill. It's the pro rodeo you won't want to miss. Grab your tickets early and save. Advanced discount tickets available now at DodgeCountyFairgrounds.com. Get ready to ride Saturday, June 28th at the Dodge County Fairgrounds.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And Community Comment is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They stock a large selection of furniture, frame, moldings, and conservation mattings and glass. For picture framing, they've even framed a guitar. Best of all, you'll be amazed at the low everyday prices. Take your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings under the red awning, and you will be very happy you did. Now, back to Community Comment. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jeff. We're talking with Jim Bublitz, the safety officer for the Climb and Lowell and Reeseville Fire Departments, doing important work for the community, and no more so than the night of May 15th, which is a date that's going to stick in the minds of people around here for a very long time. Walk us through, Jim, if you would please, your preparation for that night and then your response to what happened.
Well, the fire department was aware that we were, you know, heading for some storm damage. As a matter of fact, messages came through on our phones and told us to be aware. And once the siren goes off, excuse me, once the siren goes off, we're required to go, the tornado siren, we go down to the fire station. Normally, we go out and do tornado watch, but it was so fast and so we were just at the station when it hit, which was good because we had a lot of people there. And we immediately, after the hail and the wind and the rain stopped, or the hail especially, we got out and started checking the community. And immediately found trees down, wires down, and roads blocked, and immediately started to help remove trees with that. We have fire department has chainsaws and get the roads open. And as we were getting in some of these spots there, some of the community was already there with chainsaws and cutting and helping. Our job, of course, was to help with that and or to actually to oversee it all so that there was safely done. But was interesting that the community came out in force and helped everybody. And there was trees in the middle of the road, blocking the road on Main Street from the south end to the north end. And it didn't take long, and there was people there, you know, helping us get the chainsaws and get things cut up so that the road could open. There was some area where there was wires down, and we made sure that was safely watched until the electric company got there. They did a fabulous job of getting there right away. They came out of Watertown, and they were very, very responsive. And we would go around and making sure that people were safe. We didn't have much home damage other than hail damage to sidings and roofs, but the Kane Warehouse had lost part of its side of its building. The Kane Warehouse is a very large building, and part of that just blew right off and opened up the side of the building, and immediately there was people out there working and helping close that up. We had roads closed in the Lowell area, in the north end of Lowell, because there was a couple trees down in the road there, and wires. So we did not cut trees until the electric company came and made sure it was safe. So we kept people away from that. There was quite a few areas where the electric lines were down, and we just made sure everybody stayed safe and continued that service throughout the community until everything was viable at the time. There was, I would say, probably 25 to 30 firefighters that came out and patrolled the area. And we found ways to get around so that we could check on people in homes and things like that.
Everything you just described makes me curious. Is there a certain amount of timing that has to happen? I mean, you can't go out too early because, one, you wouldn't know the extent of the damage, and then two, it's still very dangerous for everybody, including, you know, rescuers. So do you have to sit back and wait a while, or do you just jump right in when it's apparent there's a problem somewhere?
We jump in, and it's something, I guess, maybe, you know, the old saying is some people run from a fire, we run into it. And that's part of our training. But we are trained to know what to do and where to go. So that's real important.
Okay, terrific. That's I find that really, really interesting. And by the same token, you know, it's terrific that so many people wanted to help, but some people, even very well intended, can maybe cause problems for the trained professionals and volunteers who have to be, you know, rescuing and cleaning up. So, you know, how do you strike that balance between welcoming the help of well-intended people in the community and, you know, maybe encouraging at some points for people to stay away so that the trained personnel can do their job?
And that's important. And it's a matter of doing with the diplomacy and working with people and explaining and working with them. As we were chainsawing and things, people, they wanted to help. So the best thing we could do with them is, okay, we're going to cut some branches, and will you drag them off to the side of the road? That way, when we're chainsawing, they aren't close by. And that's a big safety thing. And especially like when wires are down and people go, you know, that's just a cable TV wire. And yeah, you might think it is, but We're not going to take that chance. And we might over be safety rather than under. And cable TV and telephone wires still pose a threat. So we make sure people stay safe. And we've had we posted trucks and we have a one car too, and the car went out and surveyed the area and kept let us inform the where we should be next. So
one thing I remember getting the word out about that night too was encouraging people not to get in their vehicles and go sightsee. Rubbernecking, if you want to call it that, can be a really a big problem for people who are trying to help.
It's a big problem, and it's They want to see the damage. They want to see what's going on. And it does nothing but hinder the people who are working and trying to clean up. And the electric company, the fire department, the DPW out there trying to clean up their streets. And people are trying to drive through and look at all the damage. Please, when this stuff happens, stay away. Unless you are a first responder of any type, fire, EMS, law enforcement, we'll organize if we need to have community help. And we did that the next day. We went to the park and cleaned up trees and stuff, and we asked the community to come and help us, and they did.
I think that was a good opportunity, or it doesn't matter what I think, actually, yeah. But it would seem that it's a good opportunity for people who did want to help, that maybe the next day and beyond were the best opportunities, perhaps.
Yes. And in the park, we had, in Reeseville, we had a large tree, a very large tree. You and my arms together around it would hardly go all the way around.
Goodness.
And it blew down in the park, and there was no damage to anything else. As we looked into the inside, you could see it as it came down. It was pretty hollow in there, so it was, you know, a safety issue. We had a tree expert come in immediately. And we fenced off the area with the yellow tape, and he came in and did some cutting, because that was a very large tree, and that was going to take a professional to come in and take. We cleaned some of the branches up and stuff, but once we got to the large part, we just let the professional handle it.
Very good. When things are at their worst, the Climb and Lowell Reeseville Fire Department is at their best. We're talking to Safety Officer Jim Bublitz on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're going to take a break for the news and be right back about some of the really exciting things that are happening.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in 6. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Homeowners who heat their homes with propane know that while winter is a distant memory, now's the time to lock in your propane supply to protect against winter price volatility. Choose from several propane contracting plans. A branded Cenex propane dealer, United Cooperative, provides quality propane that's clean, efficient, reliable, and affordable, plus service that's safe and dependable delivery. Rely on United Cooperative today for propane contracting options. Call 920-887-1700.
A beautiful view is waiting for you. Hometown Glass and Improvement are your trusted pros for new windows and sunrooms. Schedule your free estimate now and choose from an amazing selection of windows. Hometown Glass carries over 10 top brands, and you can visit their showroom at North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement, or call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Get your car cleaned for the kids. Noelle's Angel Walk is hosting a car wash on Saturday, June 7th from 10 to 2 at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. All proceeds will benefit the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon. So bring your car, truck, SUV, ATV, UTV, or motorcycle to get squeaky clean for a cash donation in the amount of your choosing. That's Saturday, June 7th from 10 to 2 at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Palestinian health officials and witnesses say Israeli forces fired at crowds of people headed toward an aid distribution site in Gaza. 27 people were killed, nearly 200 wounded. The UN says the Israeli and U.S.-backed humanitarian sites have not been addressing Gaza's mounting hunger crisis. Police in Boulder, Colorado, continuing to investigate the firebomb attack that wounded a dozen people. The suspect, Mohammed Salman, had been planning the attack for at least a year, police say. President Trump's 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are set to take effect tomorrow. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The Trump administration is showing no signs of backing off of these steep and sweeping tariffs, even amid all of these court challenges, arguing that it is disrupting ongoing negotiations. So about 60 days into this trade war now, the U.S. has only announced a deal with one country, the U.K.
Newark Mayor Roz Baraka has sued New Jersey's top prosecutor after being arrested at an immigration detention facility. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
I'm Terry Bell. Beaver Dam is hiring innovative public advisors of West Bend to find candidates to replace outgoing city administrator Nathan Teal. He's leaving the job Friday. Jay Shambo is a partner with IPA. He'll also serve as Beaver Dam's interim administrator. Shambo was West Bend's city administrator for more than 8.5 years. Before that, he was administrator for Calumet County. Beaver Dam's comprehensive plan for the next 20 years is official. The Common Council passed it last night. It covers a wide range of concerns, including zoning. Communities also have to have a comprehensive plan to be eligible for state and federal grants. A dangerous intersection south of Beaver Dam is getting safer. Construction begins this week on Highway 151 at Highway DE. Crews will spend the summer installing a restricted crossing U-turn, also called an R-cut. That design reduces conflict points. It's also designed to cut down on T-bone crashes. The intersection has seen more than 25 crashes in the past 10 years. And Crystal Lake Beach in Beaver Dam is open to the public for the season. Lifeguards are on duty from 1 to 5 each afternoon. Kids under 12 have to always be with an adult. It's free to go. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 76. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 55. Chance for showers tomorrow. High of 71. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 76 degrees.
Get ready for a night of engine revving excitement at the Campbellsport FFA Alumni's 18th Annual Tractor Pull happening June 7th at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. Admission is free. The pull starts at 6 o'clock and proceeds support agricultural education and leadership training for Campbellsport emerging leaders. Concessions are available. Come be a part of the action. It's the Campbellsport FFA Alumni's 18th Annual Tractor Pull Saturday, June 7th at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds starting at 6.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBAV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And don't forget Pro Sharpening, located inside Professional Floor Covering, full service blade sharpening shop. They sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in now. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, egg blades, and almost anything else with an edge. Call 920-887-8341 for Pro Edge Sharpening, located inside Professional Floor Covering. Now, back to community comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And we're talking to Jim Bublitz. He's the safety officer for the Climb and Lowell Reeseville Fire Department, doing all kinds of great things for the community. And Jim, you're going to be able to do a better job even still with some upgrades to your facility.
Yes, thank you. We received a grant a few years ago that helped us update the Reeseville Fire Station, and the idea there, and we are using it right now. It's a nice addition to the community. Our goal is working on getting the bedrooms and the day room and the kitchen all set up for full-time EMS people, mm-hmm. And that's. Our goal is about 2027 to get that done. We look for grants. We look for any type of help. We had just keep working on it, and hopefully that we can meet that goal of 2027 to have a full-time EMS service in the community, which would serve all three of those communities and more, and the townships in the area and stuff. So, and with the amount of calls that we get, it's starting to work that way, you know. It's going to take a community to put that together and more volunteers.
And even though these are small communities, they are growing.
Absolutely.
And the needs will increase.
Absolutely. And the needs seem to be increasing and different type than when I first started in both fire and EMS. And it's important for us to keep the community safe the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. One thing I think you wanted to point out, too, is that there's no local tax dollars going into any of the improvements. These are all covered by the grants that you were able to get a hold of in recent years.
That's correct. At this point, the budget with the fire department doesn't call for any available funds to do that. Our budget just is a function for the continuing running of the fire department. So we're continually applying for grants and help anywhere we can. We received a grant, like I said, for the building from the state through the federal government through the state, and now we just keep working on it and getting more. And the building needs to have at least three bedrooms built, separate bedrooms, and a day area, and along with a kitchen area. We've got a lot of the furniture and area stuff that came with the grant, the original grant, and now we're just looking for the funding for finishing the building.
And how many full-time EMS employees would be making use of all that new space?
Ideal would be six, several different shifts. So and that way they'd be on 24 hours and then off for a couple of days, and then two more would come in, and it would be a rotation that way. It is a pipe dream, and I hope that it comes true soon. It's very important for us to be able to serve the community that way.
Mm-hmm. Best case scenario, when could shovels be in the ground?
Well, the building is up and we're using it, but the best case scenario, 2027.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that would be great. And we have some already EMS people who are EMTs, and we're sending more to school right now. So it's going very well.
Sure. And then, the community will be better served then by the people who are, like I say, we talked about some of the long wait times that happen under current conditions. Now you'd have people ready to go, presumably, 24/7.
That's correct. And what we would be is immediate response to the area. Right now, with the EMS, the EMR people, that we emergency medical responders, we have to come from our homes and in places of work and stuff, get to the station and then respond. And then we wait for an ambulance from either LifeStar out of Columbus, Beaver Dam, in that area, and the Juno ambulance also serves some of that area. So we would have an immediate response at that time. It'd be really great to have an ambulance there.
Because the more you think about it, like you just said, when the call comes, you might be catching volunteers in the middle of something else, and it would take them some time get out of what the situation they're in, to drive, to change into the proper clothes.
It's actually, like, it happened to me. I'm in the shower and the pager goes off. Yeah, it takes a few minutes to get to the fire station then and get into the ambulance or the fire station and a fire truck. We have some people who have to drive from out of town, and we're very thankful for their help. Having a full-time EMS unit would be very good for the community.
Anything happening in the way of fundraisers or anything else that needs maybe ordinance changes at the village or city level or township level?
Well, the fire department itself does several fundraising things. First of all, every year we have had a raffle for the last few years, a gun raffle, and that becomes very profitable for our putting that into the coffers to help with adding on to the building. Also, we collect scrap metal, and scrap metal in a year will bring us $12,000 to $14,000. We have two trailers. We park one in Reeseville and one in Lowell, and we take some of the businesses in the area also give us their scrap, and we take it up to Waupun, and we get a check and put it in the coffers and help to work on the building and things like that. So it doesn't come out of tax money.
Right. I think that's maybe an important thing for people to understand how dependent you are on the fundraising and that it's not coming out of people's tax bills.
Yes. And we have every summer we also have a couple brat fries here and there. And that's more community thing and just to be involved in the community and let the kids see the fire trucks and things like that. We love that. And we participate in National Night Out, which is in Reeseville. I think it's the first Tuesday of the month in August. And we enjoy having, being out there with the kids. And that's something that the fire department enjoys, and that's our recruiting too. We get a chance to, and when you're talking to the kids, the children, and as they grow up, they realize what firefighters do and EMS people. And we have several of the firefighters and EMS people that have, over the years, have watched and participated, and now we're on the fire department or EMS.
I imagine that's a good time to get a person when they're a child and can really capture their imagination, and because those things, those feelings stick with you your whole life.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And that's the other thing is we would like to start a cadet program. We have a couple of young people that are coming in and working with us in a cadet type program that are under the age of 18. And we enjoy having them there and they're learning. And as soon as they become old enough, they're going to join the fire department.
So. Sure. And I imagine you're in close touch with the technical colleges in the area that provide our local jurisdictions, with emergency and workers.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah. Marine Park has always been very well, and the state of Wisconsin, both in fire and EMS, the Wisconsin Firefighters Association, and you have the Fire Chiefs Association in Dodge County. You have the Firefighters Association in Dodge County. So we all keep together and keep passing on information and helping each other. It's a great, great organizations.
Very good. We're talking about all the things that rural fire departments do in Dodge County. We're talking with Jim Bublitz, safety officer for the Kleiman Lowell Reeseville Fire Department. We're going to take a quick break here and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brat Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household, one entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brat Fry schedule, visit dailydodge.com.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Ballweg Implement in Waupun, Highway 68 West, or in Beaver Dam on North Spring Street, your full-line John Deere dealer. And online at ballweg.biz.
Great news for homeowners with electric or hot water heating systems. Don't suffer through another year of heat and humidity with noisy, clumsy window air conditioners or no air conditioning at all. A Carrier Electric mini split system does not need ductwork for installation. Instead, it consists of an outdoor compressor with indoor head units to cool various rooms or areas within your home. An added bonus is the system is also a heat pump with the ability to warm your space when it's not quite cold enough to turn on your heating system. The Carrier mini split is energy efficient, quiet, and can be installed in a day or two with the team at AirCare. Call Chad to help you make the right decision for your home and connect you with financing, tax credits, and rebates available through Focus on Energy. AirCare has been serving the area for over 40 years and is committed to your comfort. To learn more about the mini split system and other services offered by AirCare, visit their website at aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 Carrier. Turn to the experts.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And now back to Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jeff. We're talking to Jim Bublitz, Safety Officer for the Clime and Lowell Reeseville Fire Department, talking about all the good work that volunteer fire departments do for their communities, and in Clime and Lowell and Reeseville in particular. And summer is here officially, and, school is out. Memorial Day is behind us, and we are into summer now. It is June. And that's a time when a lot of people are out on the boats, out on the water, and people in your area will, benefit from having some help too whenever things get a little hairy out on the water.
Yes, we have a rescue boat, and it was given to us by the Fire Chiefs Association, and we house it in Reeseville in our new building. And we have a river going from Lowell all the way down to Mud Lake, and there has been occasions where we've had to go and help somebody. Or lost, or whatever the case may be. Mud Lake is a big area. It's not a big lake, but it's an area that's kind of shallow, so you have to have a special boat so you don't get stuck on some of the bogs that are down there. So we practice that. We practice going down there and how to properly navigate the areas, and same thing on the river.
Is it inexperienced boaters that cause a lot of the issues? What I hear repeatedly when I write stories about such things, the experts tell us that speed and alcohol are often big factors. What's going on when the rescue boat is called out?
Yeah, it's usually you made a bingo on that one. It's usually alcohol and inexperienced and trying something that, if you will, stupid.
Okay. just out there. Yeah.
Yep. And we have not only the boat, but we have a Gumby suits that we can go in the water and do rescue. We also practice rescue on ice. So we have the Gumby suits that are they're like wetsuits.
Sure.
And
I was assuming, but maybe people don't know. Describe for us a little bit more about what.
Yeah, it's a wetsuit that it's made big enough that It's not particular to one size in a general area, and it's waterproof, and we usually go up to the chest part with that so that we can stay afloat and rescue what needs to be done.
Really important, I imagine, in winter, but even in the warm weather months, the water is cold. It gives you that needle sensation if you're not dressed properly.
Oh, absolutely. It's cold. And that's a river running through, and it's spring fed. So it does get cold. And we practice. We've had people fall in the into the river and get hurt by the dam in Lowell. And there we've had to go in and help rescue them out. That's just part of being a firefighter and having those things and the training. And people think that we only just put out fires. We prevent fires. We do rescue. We help the community. We're glad to help in any time that people need help.
That's an important thing to point out, because it seems that just about any emergency situation, among the vehicles you'll see racing to the scene are fire trucks, whether or not there's a fire or not.
That's correct. Car accidents. 99% of the time when you're a car accident, there's no fire, but we're there to be preventive for fire. We're also there to, especially on the highway, like Highway 26, part of Highway 26 is in our jurisdiction, and people don't slow down. So you put the fire truck so it's blocking the area so that you can safely, the firefighters and the EMTs and the first responders can work on any patients that need to be taken care of. And that's a real important thing. When you see something on the highway like that, I can't tell you how many times people don't slow down and just go right by and it's problematic. It is. And people just are in a hurry. And so we have to be on our guard.
Absolutely. And to help you be on guard is a number of things that you do to, be a part of the community, to keep that awareness of your efforts out there. And something actually very fun is coming up, and that's a Harley ride raising money for a kids' burn camp.
Yes, on the 12th of July, we'll have about 300 to 400 bikes for a short time in the afternoon, stopping in Reeseville, and we'll have serving them snacks and drinks, and they're raising money for the burn camp. In the Harley group, we've had this before, and they're a lot of fun to have. And they stop, get some water, and get some snacks, and we listen to the stories and enjoy their dedication to helping when they can.
Where are they going from, and where are they going to?
I am not exactly sure exactly the whole route yet, but I do know that they'll stop. And probably one or two places we're going to have them, right in downtown Reeseville, and then we can reroute the traffic around, or at the park in Reeseville. There's a one-block-long area there that we can have it. So both places are going to be an option. And they stop. They get off the bike, they have to stretch, because they're riding quite a bit that day. They're putting in a lot of miles. So we enjoy having them, and it's for the community.
What sorts of other things are you doing in the weeks and months to come that people would not only learn a lot, but enjoy themselves too?
Well, we do National Night Out. We like to help with that, and we'll have fire trucks there, and then we demonstrate the use of the protective personal protective equipment, air masks, coats, turnout gear. Turnout gear is the pants. You know why firemen wear red suspenders? It keeps their pants up. And the turnout coats, and with the air mask and the air bottle and the helmet, it adds about 80 pounds to your...
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's a... We show people how it is, and the kids like to try that stuff on. So we enjoy having that.
Oh yeah!
In the and we participate in the community with brat fries and stuff like that, and being around. So yeah. We enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah, a good time for not only people just to get together and enjoy themselves, but I imagine they come away, a little better informed about what you do.
Definitely better informed. And it's interesting that people will say, well, I don't have a smoke detector in the house yet. Mm-hmm. And we'll say, you have trouble putting it up? Well, yeah, I don't know how. We'll go and help them put it up.
Okay, that's terrific. Yeah. I bet you a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. We had a campaign a couple years ago where we advertised that we had smoke detectors and we would put them up in their house for them. And I think we did about 15 of them at that time.
The rule of thumb for a long time was to change your batteries twice a year. Is that still recommended?
With the old smoke detectors, yes. Mm-hmm. The new ones you buy now, you can get them that the battery lasts 10 years.
Is that right? Wow.
And that's what we highly recommend.
Okay.
But yes, when the spring and fall, when we change the time, we go from daylight savings time to central standard or standard to daylight savings time, we encourage people to change the batteries in their smoke detectors.
I was curious about that because it seems like standard time is getting shorter all the time, that we're turning our clocks back later and forward earlier with each year, it seems that way. Anyway.
Personally, I hope to get rid of it. But
that's a conversation for another show.
Yes, it is. I spend the winter not all the time, but I've been down in Arizona, and they don't change.
That's true. Arizona's not changed. I think there might be a spot or two around the country.
And Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And I think it's Indiana. But that's a long, that's another conversation. But, you know, we as firefighters, it doesn't matter what time of day or night. As volunteers, if we're available, we go.
If anyone wanted to get a hold of you, Jim, about volunteering or learning about volunteering, who should they get a hold of?
Well, we have a webpage with CLR Fire, and you can message on there. Same thing with Facebook. And the chief has his phone number on there, the deputy chief. Send a message, and we'll be glad to get back to you. It's interesting. We will get inquiries and people. Once you sit down with them and tell them, you know, what it's all about, most of them are interested in it. You know, it takes time and dedication. And that's the part that we emphasize.
No question.
It's community. It's for your community. If you had a fire at your house and nobody came, you know, because we don't have any more volunteers. That's the thing. We think about that. And it's a very difficult situation as our society grows, we need to also grow in community support.
That's an appropriate point to end our conversation. Jim Bublitz, a safety officer for the Clyman Lowell Reeseville Fire Department. Thanks so much for a very enjoyable hour.
Glad to be here, Terry. Thank you so much. And welcome to Beaver Dam.
Thank you. I really enjoy being here. You've been listening to Community Comments on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dot.